What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before
sunrise.
And in the morning it's sunrise, and in the evening it's
sunset.
If there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is
clearing up.
Okay. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
I'd call them showers of rain.
Okay. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Mantelpiece.
Okay. What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Fire doors.
What do you call small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Splinters.
And what about particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers?
Call that light wood.
Okay. What do you call a place that people hang overcoats and things in? A little room that has a rotten?
Closet.
And what about a great big old piece of furniture that you can hang clothes up in?
Chiffarole.
What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a wooden house?
Like weather board.
What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
Porch.
What do you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof?
Call out a shade.
Okay.
Got no talk.
Okay. What do you call a small fenced area next to a barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
Lot.
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
A fence was made out of rocks or stones?
Uh-huh. Well, actually, there aren't very many rocks down here to make.
I just call it a fence.
Okay. What do you call a large wooden thing that's open at the top and it's got a handle across the top and you can carry water or milk in it?
Call it a water jug.
A water what?
A top of it like
no,
that?
No, uh-uh. One that's got a handle and it's open at the top and it's about that big. Wood. Mm-hmm. It's got a handle across the top and you carry it like that.
With water in it?
Yeah.
We always call that ice, you know, what you put ice in.
No, this is just the kind of thing like you'd let down into a well.
Well, a bucket?
Yeah, that's
a
what
I yeah. Yeah.
It's funny how hard it is to describe just
bucket.
Ordinary everyday things.
And you told me what you do. It's bucket.
Now, would you still call it a bucket if it was made out of metal instead of wood, or would you call it something else?
Some people call them a pail and all different, but we don't call it a bucket.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that you use in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan.
Okay. Would you ever call it anything besides a frying pan?
Some people call them a skillet, different thing like
that. Well, now, would a frying pan and a skillet be the same?
Yes.
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you turn the water on and off?
Well, a sink, isn't it?
Yeah, but the thing that the water comes out of.
Oh, a faucet.
And what about the same thing if it's on a barrel? It'd
be a faucet.
And what about the same thing if it's out in the yard?
It's a faucet.
Faucet right on.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
They put it in a bag. Okay.
What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth that 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in?
Yeah, we call them sacks.
Okay. And do you have a particular name depending on what it's made out of?